As the state of New Hampshire considers passing reforms for family medical leave, two overall plans have emerged between Governor Chris Sununu and the state legislature, and the primary point of contention is funding. Governor Chris Sununu has teamed up with Vermont Governor Phil Scott to propose a voluntary paid family medical leave plan, utilizing contributors from both New Hampshire and Vermont to grow the pool of insurance revenue to reduce the cost of insurance. New Hampshire's legislature is lining up behind a different proposal that may prove more controversial for the Live Free or Die state. In debates before House Bill 712 was passed in that chamber, Representative Jack Flanagan of Brookline explains why.
The funding mechanism is an income tax. I mean, some people would like to say it's a payroll deduction, but it is truly an income tax, and currently it's at 0.5% paid by the employee unless the employer is willing to pay on their behalf.
North Conway Representative Harrison Kanzler rose in defense of the bill before the House and explained why he disagrees.
This is not an income tax. It is a premium that's calculated off of your earned wages. Wages are certainly part of your income, but there's a lot more that goes into your income.
The bill passed the House Wednesday, but with just under 200 votes for the measure, it falls well below the 3/4 it will need to override the governor's likely veto. From the newsroom, I'm Tony Zore.